Oh, yeah, gonna live for Jesus while we're young. That was One Girl Nation. You know, I was just going through some old papers the other day, and I found a certificate that I received when I went through Vacation Bible School when I was just 7 years old. And it was so cool. It brought back so many good memories. I loved VBS when I was a kid. And we have some guests today to talk about Vacation Bible School from Cornell, Wisconsin. Pastor Andy Schottelkorb from Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and Jenny Blaisdell. Jenny is with New Hope Assembly, and she's also the director and administrative assistant to the best boss ever. Was that right?
Best boss in the universe.
Best boss in the universe for the Vacation Bible School. What's really cool about the VBS in Cornell is that several churches come together. They work together to reach the kids and the community for Jesus Christ. Welcome. Glad that you're here.
Thanks for having us.
And I also want to add that Jenny's daughter, Faith, is here, and she's a big part of helping get things ready for VBS. So tell me, Jenny, how you got involved with the Vacation Bible School, and tell us about the whole concept of the churches coming together.
Yeah, my involvement started when I brought my own children to Vacation Bible School, and I just saw what was going on, and I wanted to be part of it. I was excited to see what the kids were learning. And when you say, hey, how can I help, you get jobs to do. So I did get to start running the preschool group that second year, and absolutely fell in love with that experience. The leader at the time had been doing Vacation Bible School for many, many years. In fact, this is our 25th year.
Wow.
That was about 7 years ago that I first brought my kids. And so when I did the preschool group, then I started taking on more of a leadership role as I helped with some fundraising and things like that. Until the point where the gal that was running it decided she was ready to step down and be a good support and a prayer warrior for me, and gave me the reins. So I started a leadership position with Vacation Bible School a couple years back.
Now, Cornell has a population, what, about 1,400 or so?
Pretty close to that, 1,500 about.
Yeah. Okay, 1,500. And you have how many kids that come out for VBS?
Between 150 and 250 every year.
That's a lot of kids for a small community. Pastor Andy, you know, what do you see as the impact on the local church and on the community with the churches working together as you are?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, it brings people together. It brings everybody that's following Jesus together and building off that relationship. And the churches share that, of course. And I think it also... you know, public schools talk about the summer slide where they forget things that they learned in that year. So this VBS in the middle of summer is a good way to refresh all our minds about Jesus and just everything that God does for us.
Hmm. Now, Jenny, you work at the public schools throughout the school year, right?
I do. I run the after-school program at Cornell.
And so now you have the VBS being held at the public school, and they provide the breakfast and the lunch, correct?
That's right.
And so you get all these kids coming out. Tell us about the atmosphere for VBS there.
Oh, so much joy. I think that's the one word that just describes it. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and we gain great strength the week of Vacation Bible School because every adult that's there is there for the same reason. They want to share Jesus' love with these children and with these families. So the unity in the body, I think, is such a testament to the community because all of these churches bring something different to the table, and they work together well. And then when people come in the door, they feel the excitement. We have a young man named Patrick that has done Vacation Bible School for years with this huge audio system and giant screen. And so just the sound alone of the VBS music, you know, rocking from the gymnasium greets you each morning. So we do a half hour in the gym where we're singing praises to the Lord. There's a puppet show. There's all kinds of excitement that happens and the big announcements for the day. And then we split off into separate crews.
So the theme this year is shipwreck. Tell us about the theme.
Oh, shipwrecked, rescued by Jesus. So there's a different Bible point every day, and we learn a new verse, and we do actions to the verse so the kids can memorize it. The idea is that whatever happens, Jesus rescues. So the leader will say the point of the day, and one day is when I worry, and the kids will repeat, Jesus rescues. Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm powerless, when I do wrong, Jesus rescues. And we want kids to know that prayer really is the path to the right direction for us.
Mm-hmm. Pastor, what do you think's the key to getting the churches to work together? Because we don't always find that for some reason. It seems mm-hmm. like there's maybe a competitiveness or something among churches or pastors. What do you think the key is to getting everybody working together?
I think it's probably practice. I mean, you got to walk the walk, and this is one of those ways. You have a bridge that we're trying to build between all these churches and community of believers. So you just got to walk over that and keep practicing it. Focus on what is the big thing, which would be Jesus and our Father and the Holy Spirit, and keep walking together with people and keep trying that.
Mm. Now, Jenny, you mentioned that message that Jesus is our rescuer, is something that you want the kids to walk away with. What are the kids going to experience? You mentioned the music; they're greeted with the music coming through the loudspeakers when they come in. What do you want them to walk away with?
I really want them to know not only that Jesus loves them, but that in our community, there are lots of adults and people that really want to be there for them, want to help them get to where they need to be. And so it might be that they're joining a church the following week, joining a friend, going to Bible camp, learning more about Jesus. And every family that doesn't have a Bible walks away with one. So we want to spark an interest in the Word of God so that they're actually digging in and learning that on their own as well.
Mm. Again, the 25th year, the first year, I think you said there were two churches working together. This year, there are 8 churches that are officially sponsoring the event. And children from all different churches, and even those who are unchurched, come together for the annual VBS. And that's coming up starting on June the 18th, running through the 22nd. And if people want to find out more about your VBS and how they can get involved, we're going to have that information on our ministry partner page. So if you are in the Cornell area and you say, hey, that sounds like a lot of fun, well, stop by the ministry partner page at praisenetwork.com. Look up Cornell VBS and you can have all the information and the links there. Again, it's being held at Cornell Elementary School. What are the hours?
9 to noon.
9 to noon. And again, they start with breakfast before that. Is that right?
Yep. A half hour before and a half hour after, our free breakfast and lunch for anyone 18 and under, even if they're not attending Vacation Bible School.
And this is a great opportunity to come out and to bring your friends, bring the neighborhood kids, and they'll have a great time, I'm sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you both being here today and you coming to Faith. So just praying that God will really bless the Vacation Bible School and the kids will hear, maybe for the first time, that message of the hope and the love and the grace of Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to find out more about the Cornell VBS taking place June 18th through the 22nd at the Cornell Elementary School, you can find that info on our ministry partner page. Just go to praisenetwork.com, click on Ministry Partners, and look for Cornell VBS. There's a phone number there you can call, also a link to their Facebook page. Again, that's Cornell VBS on the ministry partner page at praisenetwork.com.